This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook. This is David Meltzer live at Radio Row, Super Bowl, holy moly, 59. That means I'm 57 years old.
Wow.
Players keep getting younger. I keep getting older. But the thing that I most appreciate about Orlando Brown Jr. is that his heart is bigger than his body, even if that's possible. This guy is nominated as the Walter Payton Man of the Year. For me, being around and representing the Pro Football Hall of Fame, all the different honors of all the sports that I've represented, the Walter Payton honor is the greatest honor that I believe a young athlete can receive, because it takes true character to put the name Walter Payton next to yours. And I know you probably didn't get to see Walter play like I did,
yeah.
But how much does it mean to you? Congratulations, Orlando, to be nominated as the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah, I'm so thankful, man. It's crazy to say I didn't see him play. My first school project in fifth grade, I did a biography on Walter Payton. So, I mean, I'm a little familiar, man. I also consider myself
an history buff. And that actually took some time, because there was no AI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had to go to Barnes & Noble, right? In the library and find
read
the
books.
Exactly, and go through all of that stuff, man, in that process. But for everything that he represented to the game, man, for everything that he represented to the community, I'm so thankful and appreciative to have the opportunity, man, to represent Cincinnati, to represent our organization, for all that I do, for the organization giving me the opportunity, man, the spotlight to even bring more attention and positive energy to type 1 diabetes, man. So obviously autoimmune disease, man, at his home, real home, close to home for me.
For literally millions of people around the world.
Yep.
And awareness is really key. And so I've worked with, like, you know, some of the biggest names in sports.
Yep.
And I've always told them that the bigger the stage and the bigger the name, the more awareness and impact that you have. So for example, Evander Holyfield, when he got on TV for a PSA and he said, "Real men don't hit women."
Yeah.
It meant something.
Yeah.
And when you stand behind something that is really impacting an entire millions of people, a whole community of people, for you, have you had a personal experience with diabetes yourself and your family?
I have, man. That's, you know, why I'm so into it, man. My brother was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 8 years old. I was 9 at the time. My father passed away at 15 of ketoacidosis, which is a form of a diabetic coma, man. He didn't know that he was diabetic. Both of my grandparents on my dad's side also passed away from type 1 complications. So, man, it's just something that's always been there, front and center in my family and my life. Small things that we've gone through with my brother, and seeing how it had affected the family. And then I get to college, one of my best friends, Mark Andrews, who's a type 1 diabetic as well, that plays for the Ravens, man, getting close to him and the things that we kind of experienced together. I've always been involved in it too. My mom made sure that I remember my brother had just got diagnosed. I believe it was in the wintertime, and going into the spring, they would have the JDRF walks at the time at Camden Yards. And we go on walks, man, with other juvenile diabetics and give my brother that exposure and get my mother around those other people as well, man. So it was that always hit home for me, and that always meant a lot to me. And, you know, that's my relation to type 1.
You know, one of the things I've learned about athletes is that they derive great joy by pursuing a potential.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily, and it's proven biochemically and anatomically, that when we achieve something, like winning a Super Bowl, which you've done as well, that doesn't have the same impact as what we're pursuing, like to cure diabetes or to pursue a Super Bowl is actually more enjoyable than actually to win one.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy you bring that up, man. That was one of my messages to the team this year. It's the process that you enjoy. You know, it's the process of getting to the NFL, going through high school, college, working your tail off pre-draft, working through training camp, and being able to go out there with the lights on, man. And that was something I had to learn over time. You know, I wasn't always super in love with the weight room and conditioning and healthy eating. So that took time for me, believe it or not, man. I was very blessed, obviously, with hard work, with a high work ethic, but talent as well. But I think things start clicking for me, man, when I fell in love with the process, as you mentioned.
And to be honored as the Walter Payton Man of the Year for an extraordinary organization like the Bengals.
Yeah.
Because in order to be a professional athlete, it's not just the skills and the knowledge that you have. You've been around it. It's like golf. I said, you know how many guys can shoot a 69?
Yeah.
But it's who puts in the work to do it every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? To get the lowest score. And I see great athletes like you all the time that don't make it.
Yeah.
And they don't have certain characteristics.
Yeah.
What do you think was one of the qualities that you would like to instill in your children
Yeah.
that got you to have that delta that a lot of people with your same talent and size.
Yeah,
I know it's rare to say, but it's true.
It is.
Yeah. I remember Brad Pitt when he was on Letterman. Letterman's like, oh, how's it feel to be so successful because you're so good looking? And he said to Letterman, man, you know how many good looking guys there are in the world?
Absolutely.
I'm a great actor.
Yeah.
You're a great football player. What is that one thing you think that makes the difference?
Man, it's so hard for me to pinpoint. I mean, I feel like it's a combination of things and a recipe. I've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, two boys, especially with my 4-year-old now. I think to me, the most important thing is perspective, man. That's got me a long way in life. Really just understanding perspective. And that in itself created a different level of work ethic for me, allowed me to continue to stay motivated, continue to be motivated. What motivates me now isn't necessarily the same thing that motivated me at 16 years old. And, you know, I've been very fortunate, man, to somewhat have this obsessed personality, you know, when it comes to football and all of these things. But, man, just keeping perspective, you know, as simple as that sounds, it's allowed me just to, as I mentioned, man, fall in love with the weight room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was something I hadn't done. And, you know, it gave me the idea that there's always more. There's always better. And especially when it comes to my sport and, you know, my profession and what I do. So, yeah, man, just keep in perspective.
I'll tell you one thing. Working with the Walter Payton Foundation and the organization that's honoring you, one of the things that they pointed out is you are one of the people that had a desire that you must be what you can be.
Yeah.
And a common denominator of all great people, but you do it selflessly.
Yeah.
You do it for others. You have to have a definite purpose, but you also have to have a reason.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So for you, I know family is really important. How much does your family still, whether it be your mom and your brother or your own children, inspire you each day to get into the weight room and do what you need to do?
So much, man. So much. You know, that's been such a large part of my inspiration and forever will be with these two new lives that, you know, we've brought into the world as well, man. It's, you know, that's, I mean, such a large inspiration, man, for what I do. Being able to bring my son in the locker room after we beat the Denver Broncos in an overtime game, seeing his face, it was his birthday, you know, he just turned 4, all of those things, man, because I had those memories too as a child, being able to come in and seeing Ray Lewis at his locker or Terrell Suggs after a game or Ed Reed. And I remember all those things, how they hit me, you know what I mean? What it felt like to me at that time. And it was so cool, you know, and I try to present that same opportunity to my children. But it's forever going to be an inspiration for me.
Awareness is really important, and you being the spokesperson you are for many great purposes and causes with diabetes, what are some of the things that the community can do to elevate awareness so that they get tested properly, that they are aware that they have a problem before it's too late?
Yeah, so one thing I did do, TrialNet, is a trial that is out of in Kansas City, out of Children's Mercy. And so basically what they do is they take your blood. They let you know if you have the antibodies for type 1 or not. And which is
simple test.
Exact. Simple as that. You know what I mean? They took the blood from my hand and they came back, I guess, within 30 days and let me know that I was negative, and so were my children. So, you know, I think that's probably one of the better things that you can do is just to know if you have the antibodies, you know what I mean? Because if you have the antibodies, it's most likely that you're going to end up being positive.
And I have a saying, the simple things to do are simple not to do.
Yeah.
That's why we need people like you to make sure that you're speaking out.
Yeah.
and also putting the work in, not just in the weight room, you put the work in the community and to help this cause. And you're saving. I know people think that's silly, but as a football player, it's great what you do on the field.
Oh, yeah.
But you have this impact to save millions of lives.
For sure.
And you're taking that serious, even though the simple things to do are simple not to do. Another one of my favorite quotes is you're either humble or you're about to be. Now, you may or not know my story.
Yeah.
I was, you know, ran the most successful sports agency in the world, worth over $100 million, lost my humility and faith.
Yeah.
I lost everything.
Yeah.
And through humility and faith, gained it all back.
Yep.
And here we are 18 years later sitting here today.
Yeah.
For you, what role does humility play? Because you have so much, Super Bowl, Man of the Year, all these great things. How do you stay humble?
Man, perspective. You know what I mean? I've had, you know, my own traumas, my own things that I've had to overcome, my own adversities within myself to the public, like the combine or bad games that I've had throughout my career, gosh, things showing up to training camp out of shape my second year. You know what I mean? Things that...
Learning lessons.
You know, things that I've gone through and, you know, I've had to... I've humbled myself in a sense of making these mistakes. And so for me, man, I just, like I mentioned earlier, keeping perspective, knowing that at the end of the day, the great Anthony Munoz, I remember he told me something when I first signed in Cincinnati. He treated every day like he needed to make the team, every training camp like he needed to make the team. And I genuinely feel that and understand that. You know, this later in my career, taking that approach, man, every single day with this is what I do, this is what I love to do, and I'm going to go balls to the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got a good team to do it with.
Exactly, man. And so, you know, I just try to keep perspective. It's really kept me humble. I've got great people around me as well, man. I've really helped that. I got a really close circle, you know what I mean, of people that I don't really let in. You know, I've just kind of always been like that, man. That was something that my dad always and my mom always preached to us. So, you know, I've got my foundation, I guess I've always had, man, and they aren't yes men, which is always important. You know, you got people not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear.
Yeah, well, I was blessed to run Lee Steinberg, who represents Patrick Mahomes, a friend of yours as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, your quarterback in Cincinnati,
yep.
I keep losing because I keep betting against Pat Mahomes. I like the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and I was there in L.A. Yeah. I like the Bengals, but I'm just curious, you know, playing the position you do, knowing the quarterbacks intimately, if they swap places, would it have made a difference?
I mean, what you see is what you get. I mean, you put a lot of it is, you know, when I think of the NFL, and a lot of people's success, a lot of it is circumstantial, you know, in a sense. And, you know, I don't want to take credit away from anybody, but
like Warren Moon never won a Super Bowl, so it must be circumstantial.
Yeah, it's circumstantial. You know what I mean? And I'm a firm believer in that.
And Dan Marino.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because so many of us are different archetypes and body types, personality, characters, and the recipe of winning, I've already, you know, being a guy that already won one, the recipe of what it takes to win a Super Bowl, not everyone is going to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And so, a la Matt Stafford going to LA and being able to finally open a door and close it, you know what I mean? Being able to win a Super Bowl while he was there in LA. And, you know, it's circumstantial, man. I think that you give some of these running backs that may not have had Derrick Henry's amount of touches. You know, Saquon Barkley, for example, you know, he might bring you 2,000 yards. You know what I mean? And I'm a firm believer in that, man. A lot of stuff in this league is circumstantial. I don't know how to answer your question.
I was just with Thurman Thomas, and he would agree with you.
After
four Super Bowl losses.
Yeah,
it's circumstantial.
Imagine. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what's not circumstantial, though, is the Walter Payton Award.
Yep.
It's not. It's a matter of not only the skills and the knowledge that you have, but your desire to give back.
Yeah.
And it is a quantifiable measurement. It doesn't matter how tall you are, how strong you are. And in fact, I was thinking when you said you have a 4-year-old son, my 25-year-old daughter's right there, and I would make a bet that your 4-year-old son may be taller.
Probably. He comes a little bit past my hip already.
Exactly. So those types of things are circumstantial on the field, but your character and your dedication to the community and the cause is not, which is why I really wanted to have you here at the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
On Entrepreneurs the Playbook, doing it on the field and off the field. What you're doing off the field is going to last a lot longer, but keep on kicking butt, keep on doing what you're doing. Thank a man who has the desire to be what he must be, the Walter Payton nominee for the Cincinnati Bengals, a Super Bowl champion, but bigger than his number is his heart, and he's helping more people with their hearts as well. Orlando Brown Jr., thanks for joining me.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.